Welcome to episode 21 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word confluence. Today's artwork is a dynamic, floral-inspired mandala, radiating from a vibrant, luminous core to a symphony of swirling colors and patterns that symbolize the unfolding journey of personal growth and spiritual enlightenment. In the confluence of inner light, wisdom radiates, compassion blooms, and mindfulness takes root to grow the garden of the soul awakening. A confluence is where two or more things merge into one. The word comes from the Latin confluentia, meaning flowing together. When it joined the English language in the 15th century, it primarily described joining of two rivers. Geographically, confluences are usually significant regarding ecology, navigation, and culture. The confluence of ideas is crucial to philosophy and innovation. Artistically, it represents the coming together of different styles or movements. Musically, it describes the fusion of different genres or styles. Psychologically, it refers to blending various aspects of an individual's personality or experience. We think of consciousness as a singular thing, but like our thoughts, consciousness functions on multiple levels or streams. Confluence for our consciousness is where personal and universal energy fields converge, leading to a transformative spiritual experience. As people become aware of the subtle energy fields around us, we understand how interconnected all beings are. There's a universal sharing of awareness that is subtly picked up. Have you ever intuitively felt you knew something not based on direct knowledge you had learned, but a knowing that you had no idea where it came from? I have. It's an eerie experience when noticed. At first, I brushed it off as just a good guess. After a few times, I realized I was experiencing a knowing. Lest you think that makes me some savant genius, yeah, not a chance. I can mess up something I've worked on learning, so I do so frequently. I've always believed there are forces greater than people at play in the world. It's not something we learn in the mainstream. As a Christian, I believe in God as the source energy of the world and the subtle energies I spoke of earlier. At the confluence of my energies and the subtle energies is the point where my prayer life interacts with source energy. And at times, I intuitively pick up responses. As my journey continues and my awareness deepens, I become more in touch with divine energy, the energy of love and joy the universe intends us to experience. In making the connection, I will learn more about fulfilling my purpose in this life. The journey never ends. It just keeps getting more interesting. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word confluence. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nichelessandlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pup, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.